You're with SBS Radio.
The man, aged in his 20s, visited Sydney's inner west, northwest and eastern suburbs while infectious in the past week, New South Wales health authorities say. The man had not travelled overseas immediately prior to his illness and had no known links to previously identified measles cases. The man travelled from Wollongong on Sydney's south coast to central Sydney in late December and to areas of the inner west as well as Bondi Beach. Dr. Lena Gupta from the Sydney local health district is advising people to be alert to the symptoms of measles.
Symptoms to watch out for include fever, sore eyes, and a cough, and then that's followed 3 or 4 days later by a red blotchy rash that spreads from the head to the rest of the body.
The World Health Organization says measles is transmitted via droplets from the nose, mouth or throat of infected people, with symptoms usually appearing 10 to 12 days after infection. In 2019, a number of cases were reported across Australia, prompting the Australian Medical Association President, Dr. Tony Bartone, to describe the outbreaks at the time as alarming.
We only need to go back 30, 40, 50 years to see how much we have advanced in terms of public health because of the immunisation program that we have in Australia. We've achieved outcomes second to none around the world. The moment we let down our guard and become complacent, we run the risk of these epidemics, of these attacks, of these outbreaks becoming commonplace again.
In developing countries, measles still kills tens of thousands of mainly young children despite the availability of a safe and effective vaccine. WHO says measles deaths have decreased worldwide from 550,000 deaths in 2000 to 140,000 deaths in 2018, mainly due to an increase in vaccination rates. Despite the good news, though, there was a 30% jump in reported cases worldwide since 2016. In the United States, 112 cases were reported since September 2018 in the largest recorded outbreak in New York State's recent history. While in Europe, there were around 60,000 measles cases in 2018, more than double those of 2017 and the highest this century. Dr. Lena Gupta says immunisation is vital, especially for people born after 1966.
Prior to 1966, people actually probably had acquired measles because it was very prevalent and endemic in Australia. Since then, people have had to get vaccinations to get immunity. Anyone can be vulnerable to measles if they're in a younger age group. Certainly if you're born after 1966, you're vulnerable. But particularly vulnerable are unvaccinated babies. And it's really important that everyone else is vaccinated so that we can ensure that we have good immunity in our community.
In 2019, experts said with the measles virus, about 95% of people needed to be vaccinated, which is the case in many parts of Australia, for the outbreak to rapidly die out and not to spread. But there are areas where vaccination coverage is not 95%, but closer to 85%. And in those areas, the outbreaks can persist for much longer periods of time. The World Health Organization has previously warned that anti-vaccine movement was threatening to undo decades of work to prevent or limit the damage caused by measles. Anti-vaccination advocates claim there is a link with vaccines and neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism, a claim that has been refuted by research and leading medical experts. Dr. Hannah Kirk of the Monash Institute of Cognitive and Clinical Neuroscience told SBS in 2019 that social media has played a particularly dangerous role in the spread of anti-vax messaging.
We need to kind of combat how vaccinations, I guess, are being demonised through social media and news media platforms as well. Obviously, we're going to report on these studies that come out, but in a way, it's, you know, by talking about these issues, it's really bringing this debate back into the public eye again. And unfortunately, it seems that although we're showing that there is no link, you know, it's still causing people to kind of talk about this debate and get engaged with this debate.
Dr. Gupta says the latest case in Sydney should act as a reminder for people to check their vaccination status.
If you're not sure you're immunised, you should see your local doctor. Generally, there is absolutely no problem, even if you may have been vaccinated, to have another vaccination. The vaccination is very safe, highly effective, and two doses of the vaccination will provide lifelong protection for most people.
For more information, visit healthnewsouthwales.gov.au/measles. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.